The green kangaroo on Australian export products is under pressure. Nearly a year after the China-Australia Free Trade Agreement came into effect, Australian businesses are not capitalising on the opportunities it offers. The mining executive Andrew Forrest says one of the problems is that Chinese customers have difficulty identifying Australian products. That's put pressure on the Australian-made campaign to defend its kangaroo logo, as Lexi Metherill reports.
Businessman Andrew Forrest says he's been told by Chinese importers that Australia has a problem.
They said to us, "You lack clarity. Your pitch to us is frankly appalling. States are fighting with territories and other states. Companies contest each other. We never know where we are on branding with governments. You compete against each other. And there is a multitude of different logos. You can't recognise Australia anywhere."
Mr. Forrest leads the ASA 100. It's a group of Australian and Chinese businesses which promotes the Australian agriculture and food sectors. In an impassioned speech to the National Farmers Federation National Congress, he's renewed his pitch for better marketing of Australia's clean green image in China with a single national brand.
"The clear value proposition of safe Australia, clean green Australia, was and is being completely lost overseas. And you can walk for miles down Chinese supermarket aisles and you cannot see Australian food. You cannot identify any uniform brand."
But a national logo already exists.
"Aussie kids grow up healthy and strong whenever you feed them fresh Aussie-grown foods. So look for the Australian-grown logo whenever you shop."
The Australian-made campaign says its green kangaroo logo is mandatory for domestically sold products which claim to be made in Australia. It says more than half of those products are also exported, and it's pushing to have the kangaroo on all exported items. The campaign's deputy chief executive is Ben Lazzaro.
"So to even consider having business and growers put an additional logo on to the Australian-made logo to us seems a little bit curious. So we look forward to the next stage where the logo will be tested in those export markets and watch this space. We'll have some research coming out in the near future to surrounding the Australian-made logo and the way it's viewed in China."
Well, is there any evidence that Australian businesses are struggling because Chinese consumers can't identify Australian products on their shelves?
Not in our experience. We've been to China as part of the Australia Week in China, and Australian products were received with enthusiasm. I've been through the supermarkets there. Of course, there are always going to be a range of brands, and whether they're country of origin brands or whether they're individual product brands, there's always going to be confusion in a marketplace that size. So that's why we encourage a unified approach. But at this point, the Australian-made logo has wonderful recognition and wonderful connection back to Australia in those export markets, with a particular focus on China.
But Andrew Forrest's ASA 100 appears to be overlooking the green kangaroo. It's designed its own logo, and the Australia-China Business Council Chief Executive Helen Sofchak backs a fresh approach.
"Well, politicians have made comments to Andrew in the past, and it's been well documented, but it's just been considered a little bit twee. So I think that we can certainly offer a little bit more sophistication and recognition of the Australian brand."
Isn't that a long-standing branding tool that has really good brand recognition, though?
It has. I'm not sure about the take-up in China, though. So, obviously, I haven't seen the market research in China, but the recognition hasn't been as high as it could be. So there is certainly a need for wider take-up of these national brands. I mean, they're only effective if they are well taken up. And it's a very difficult thing for national branding to be taken up across industries. So it needs buy-in from across the board.
Many barriers to trade with China were lifted last year with the enactment of the Free Trade Agreement. But if research by the peak body, the Export Council, is any guide, exporters might not be using the FTA to its full potential. Last year, the council found between 43 and 52% of businesses who export don't know whether a free trade agreement is relevant to them or how to apply one. Helen Sofchuk says the ACBC is working on it.
There's something that the ACBC have taken on board. At the moment, we're doing a national rollout throughout regional Australia to educate Australian business about the benefits and how to actually utilise the benefits of the China-Australia Free Trade Agreement. So we're going across the country throughout regional centres informing, and we're working with Austrade to facilitate that, to educate Australian businesses how to capitalise on the Free Trade Agreement.
That's the Chief Executive of the Australia-China Business Council, Helen Sofchuk, ending Lexi Metherell's report.